But first, we're just getting used to the new restrictions designed to thwart the speed of the spread of the coronavirus. The government's also looking at effects it will have on the economy. The Prime Minister's measures to contain the coronavirus pandemic came into force today with new restrictions on gatherings and events of over 500 people and air arrivals to self-isolate for 14 days. Amanda Kopp, Canberra correspondent for National Radio News, has been talking with one of the first people to arrive at Sydney Airport under the new rules. Amanda, are new arrivals finding this a bit onerous?
Yes. So, as you said, all travellers, that includes visitors to Australia, so non-Australian citizens, as well as Australian citizens who might be returning home, who arrive from overseas, will now have to self-isolate for 14 days. So that came into place at midnight today. And from what I've been hearing, there's been people who are overseas for work or lots of academics who have all essentially had to get on emergency flights back to Australia as borders and such close around the world to get back here, only to find that they have to stay home for 14 days. So I spoke to a man named Owen, who was one of the first people affected by this new restriction. He flew into one of the first, he flew in on one of the first flights into Sydney Airport this morning at about 6 a.m. from Jakarta. He was over there for work. He says the process actually started before he even got on the plane.
Wow. And so this is Owen here talking to us.
So the process happened really before we got on the plane. So it happened in Jakarta when we were at the check-in gate for Qantas. Someone from an employee from the border force, and she basically went through the queue telling everyone, you know, Australia's just announced this 14-day self-quarantine period. Do you have somewhere to self-quarantine? And then telling people to reconsider travel if they don't have somewhere to self-quarantine. So particularly, I think there were a few Indonesian tourists who like planned a holiday to Australia who got that news while they were standing in the check-in line. So they were pretty confused and annoyed, I think.
Yeah, so that was before he actually got on the plane. Then when he arrived at Sydney Airport, Owen says that all the automatic passport checks are closed. Everyone has to talk to someone in person at customs, and there's no division between Australian passport holders and foreigners. So that's pretty intense, but he did say that he didn't see any people getting temperature checks, just lots of questions at the quarantine desks, and everyone got checked through quarantine. I think usually Sydney Airport can be a bit, maybe not lax, but, you know, you get let in fairly easily sometimes if you're an Australian passport holder, but everyone was checked at quarantine.
Well, that sounds like something's happening anyway. Also, there was the ban on gatherings of 500 people or more, and the effect of this is to cut a swathe of cancellations across events around Australia. I know in Sydney, Vivid has gone, and also Blues Fest in Byron Bay has been cancelled. It must be affecting people in the entertainment industry, Amanda.
Absolutely. So, yeah, that ban on gatherings of more than 500 people, you're essentially going to see entertainment, sport events, concerts, music venues, all having to cancel various things in the months ahead. So I spoke to a man named William, who works for one of the classical concert halls in Sydney. He essentially says that he's lost almost all of his income with these bands because he's just a casual, and so all of his shifts have been cancelled. So he's losing about $300 to $500 a week, he said.
Wow. And have we got something from him there?
Yes, we do.
Yep.
I'm a bit scared. I mean, it's just very knee-jerk reaction. And I've never been worried about my job security because I've always had, like, three jobs. And now it's, like, all three of those jobs are jeopardized for the foreseeable future. Like, oh, God. What am I going to do?
Just yet, but we've really got to keep an eye on this one. At the moment, it's all about trying to flatten out the curve so that we can make sure that our health authorities can cope in all states. So, Amanda Kopp, thank you for bringing us those two stories to us here on The Wire.
You're right.
Yes, and our NRN's Amanda Kopp speaking with me there, direct from Canberra. Yeah, this is The Wire on community and Indigenous radio across Australia. And hello if you're listening to us in Canberra on 2XX or 2Bob Radio in Taree, and also The Pulse 94.7 in Geelong.